Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees.
Mobile, Mackinac City.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Rain. 45 degrees.
New DMH Mobile, Mackinac City, on the Mackinac Bridge. DMH Mobile, levering.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Rain. 45 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Rain. 47 degrees.
Yeah, man, I hear you. Boy, on that transmission there, name is Randy also. Your transmission there, you had some kind of humming interference. You were still fully copyable, but just you had a real annoying buzz going on that was not there when you first came on with your call.
It could be the exhaust of the truck, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it wasn't there that time. You were nice and clean. Sound like you're sitting in the truck next to me.
Yeah, I got a buddy and I are running some tests on these little cheap radios. We're going to kind of present the results to this group of friends we hang out with. And this one I've had quite a while, but he just got one like it. And it's one of those cheap QIT Chinese rigs. And I don't know, it could be doing something weird. I know the one does some crazy stuff, but the other, it has dual watch, which this one doesn't. Although it doesn't have crossband repeat.
Huh. I know quite a few guys who use those as their handheld. I've never had one. I have two or three of those TID TID radios, H8 I think they are. They're a good little radio. I've had nothing but good luck with them.
I've got one of those. My buddy Gary bought it for me, and then I found these other ones. They've got a modification board, and they'll do single sideband down into 40 or maybe even down to 80 meters. They're handhelds. Horrible, probably, filtration down there, but if you're doing a narrow band mode, I've yet to see them on a scope, which I will do, because they have several SDR rigs, and I want to see what they're capable of and see what the harmonics look like. But this one is a mobile rig, and this one is a little bit more. The other one I've got, it was like $62. They're both like 25-watt radios, and it does all right. I can't complain. You got enough gain on the antenna, then you don't need 50 watts. But they do get warm, let me tell you. Same processor as the UV5Rs and all the rest. Not much to them, for sure. KV8OOE.
Huh, I'll be darned. Yeah, I'd be interested to see what you see when you put them on a scope. And I bet they do get warm then. Huh. That, every now and again, that PID that I have, it'll get noticeably warm, but not too awful bad.
I was, sorry, I shifted gears there. I was talking about this mobile radio. The TID, when you run them full 5 watts, I mean, it's 100% duty cycle on FM, right? So that's what you get. But these are, that's a 5-watt rig, I think. And then these mobile rigs are 25. But the one has 3 power settings, and this one has 2, I think. But the other ones are a Quansheng knockoff. And they've got an expansion board that's got more memory, so you can put more memory channels on it. And then it also does single sideband AM and FM. They've got a couple different programs you flash those with. They're neat little handhelds. I'm just looking for a cheap way to get on something that would get me more mobile on the low band, the digital modes.
Yeah, sure. Like I say, I've got a few buddies who use them, and it's their daily handheld. If they're gonna carry one. A lot of them got those Yaesu. I can't think what the number is on them, but they're a pretty expensive unit.
And they're all Oriental. I mean, Yaesu's what, Japan. And hard telling where they're really made. You know, if Japan just runs the tests on them before they ship them out the door, if Japan actually makes them with components from God only knows where. So they're all Oriental. There's really nothing built in the States anymore. And if it was, it would probably be as big as a house. And I don't know, it's a sad fact. I have a couple little five-band rigs that are as big as a deck of playing cards that will do 5 watts. They're True SDX. They're nice little radios. I have to play with those more, but I've got transverters for those to get me up on 2 and 440, but I'd like to look at the signal on them as well.
Well, it sounds like you're running a pretty good review on them. That's pretty cool. Well, I'm downtown Flint here. Got to make a run into a couple buildings. Nice chatting with you. Thanks for riding along. This is KF8BSC Mobile. Be clear on your file.
Got a buddy in the UP. I'm going to set up a wire today if it stops raining and talk to him up in, he's up, all the way over by Wisconsin. Iron Mountain area, so I'm going to see if I can rest with him for a little bit tonight. It's going on dark sometime. 7-3, this is KV8OE.
What was your name real quick?
I'm going to give you a kilo, so I'd like your name.
I didn't copy that at all. All I heard was
my radio making a racket?
Yeah, it's like every other transmission.
I'm going to have to get into that, check that out. What's the name here?
I copy that. All right, Mike 7-3. Have a good day. Try to stay dry. KF8BSC in the mobile. I'll be clear.
kind of by himself now, so I go and check on him once in a while, help him out wherever I can.
Oh, Roger, okay. Well, I know what that's like. I lost a wife 5 years ago. I'm going to change radios here. This is, I have two ICOM radios, and I want to try my handheld. Please stay with me, okay? Yeah, this one is my handheld. It only puts out like 5 watts, and I am over in Carlton. I think this repeater is about 14 or 15 miles away from me.
Well, you're doing a good job. Audio is awesome. I can't beat the audio on either one of them. I have the ICOM 5100 in the truck here, and I'd be 52 at home. But yeah, they both sound real good.
Roger, well, I haven't used this. I listened on this a lot, but I haven't used it much since I've had it, and I've had it over a year. I've got I think it's a 5/8 wave antenna on it. This 5200 even has Bluetooth and voice-operated transmit. It's an amazing radio. Beyond that, it also is digital, so I can go through a digital repeater and talk on that as well. Again, call here, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. Handle here is Bob. Bravo, Oscar, bravo.
This is Mike, W8YRC. Anyway, I'm on the Shark RF, the Mike digital one. I switched over because the other one was getting noisy. I'm going away from the repeater here in Lapeer. But I'm on this one here. Our Lapeer repeater's got issues right now. We got the wind damage and all that, so we don't have a tower up. So we're makeshift this and that for now until we get a tower up. Probably early spring we'll probably get a tower up. Can't wait for that. Back to you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, up here in Saginaw, our repeaters are fine. The only one that has any trouble is, Midland. And their D-Star repeater, they never have had a permanent place for it. But ours has, sitting on top of a hospital building. The other one, WADAC, or KADAC, I'm sorry, that's on top of a high-rise, 11-story building near downtown Saginaw.
Here in Lapeer, we don't really have anything high except the people. We've got enough of them places around, but we was going to put back on the water tower, and it sounds like they want to take the water tower down, so that's obsolete, so they decided they're going to take it down instead of repainting it or anything, so there goes our good idea. Yeah, I used to have it up there years ago when I was president, but that came down. Never got put back up there, so we have a hospital, but it's only like a 4-story, so it's nothing exciting. So we're still looking. I think we're going to end up with a new tower. W8YRC.
Yeah, it sounds that way. Well, here, let me get off of here. I appreciate the help, and hopefully I'll talk to you again. WDAPKL 73.
Yeah, Bob, nice talking to you. We'll do it again real quick. I'm out here in a boat somewhere. 7-3, blessed day. W-A-Y-R-C.
K-8-Z-H-L, monitoring.
K-8-Z-L-K-V.
How you doing today?
Sure you're talking to me. I thought there was another station in there. I'm doing pretty good. Bob from Sports Creek.
Not a very good looking day, is it?
No. I kind of got all dressed up. I thought I was going to a funeral, but I guess it's tomorrow. I'm back in and change clothes. Yeah, I got the days mixed up.
Yeah, I just got done with an MRI, and I thought I'd get out here and see if anybody's on here, and just heading back to my house. I'm in Flint. I don't know where you at.
I'm out here in Swartz Creek. Right off Seymour Road.
Okay, you're not that far. All right, well, thanks for keying up, and have a great day, man.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
K8ZHL, 73 clear.
I just put a new 5100 in there. Icon 5100, just playing around it, sitting in the driveway.
I got one of those in my other truck. And then I have the 2730A in the house as my base unit.
I'm looking for something to put in the base. I've been out of it for a while. I'm just getting back into it. This is Bob. My name's Bob. Yeah, this is different. I'm used to just turning the dial. Now I've got to figure out all these programs. I got a program, a buddy of mine programmed it. Put the card in there and did all that. Now I got to figure out how to run the radio. KC8LKB.
Oh, they're a very nice radio. I really like mine. What antenna are you using? I have both of my rigs have the Diamond 7500.
I have to get up and get outside and look at it. it's a magnet. It's a diamond magnet. It's not very tall, but the case is laying in the back, and I'm not sure the exact number on it.
Well, if you're using Diamond, you're using good stuff, man. Yeah, I've never had problems with these. Although, you know, these farmers get out and about with their combines, and they knock branches down, they break them, but they don't come into the ground. And then you drive through there where you've driven through there a zillion times, and, yeah, there's a branch hanging down, and it was dark, and it hit my antenna and broke it.
What I had years ago was Diamond too, but it was more solid. I don't remember the brand, what number it was, but it was like a solid, and you could bend it in the middle. You pull a sleeve down, it'd bend over, you know, from it. This one's really short, but works pretty good, I guess.
So much for technology, eh? Yeah, these diamonds, they work good. I like them. It wasn't that much. One of my friends told me you ain't going to find parts for it. Well, I went and I found a place, and they didn't carry it, but they knew the number to call to Diamond to get them. And it was fairly cheap. I had to buy a phasing coil and the top part of my antenna. And phasing coil was like $12, and the top part was like $24. So it was worth it.
Yeah, this is real. Well, I can get out and look and tell you exactly what it is. It's not that big. It's not that big around either. I could actually almost go in the garage with it, but it would kind of bend it a little bit. Probably only about a little over a foot tall, maybe.
Oh, wow. That's cool. You're getting out perfect. I mean, I hear you like you're sitting in the seat beside me.
Yeah, you sound real good, too, like you're sitting right here. Let me jump out real quick. I want to see what it... I got to know myself. Hang on, can you see it, Gibby? Yeah, you still there? Can you see it, Gibby?
K8ZHL, yeah, I'm still here, buddy. K8ZHL, 73 clear.
WAPMI testing.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Fog. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Fog. 46 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees.
K8ZHL monitoring. Anyone out there? K8ZHL, 73 clear.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Fog. 47 degrees.
NAWCB, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Your only day today, it sounds like you've been busy, and at least you got to sit back up. Hopefully the rest of the day went well for you.
Oh, it was a great day. Couldn't ask for anything better outside of being home, but it was a good day. It was easy, and glad to be off because I'm not back to work until next Tuesday.
Yes, there you go, and probably won't answer the phone either for overtime this weekend. But it'll be a nice break for you spent with. Family and that for Thanksgiving and Lake State, just in general, just to get a break.
Yeah, for sure. I will not be answering the phone on that one. I will be ignoring that because they've been asking for overtime. It's like, no, I'm good.
I get you there. And you know, too, you've taken a lot of the overtime, and you just can't, spread the wealth, I guess, a little bit. And I'm sure there'll be more coming up after the holidays here for between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But I get you.
Yeah, no. If you don't sweeten the deal, I don't play. They need to either offer time and a half or double time for that. And if not either of those, then I got nothing for you.
Nope, I get you on that one. I get you there. It's definitely make it worth the while there, and absolutely so. Yep, heading north and not looking back.
Right, exactly. How was your day today?
We're doing pretty good here. Not a lot going on. Obviously, just can't do anything outside with the rain. But, the groceries were delivered today, and wash. Did a couple of the nets last night, the double nickel, and also joined in on the Warren Cert net on the double nickel last night. So I got some opportunities there to participate. Good tests there, but other than that, we're doing okay.
Cool, good. It sounds like you had a good day. I heard later on this week, Wednesday and Thursday, looking at getting some snow.
Yeah, I've heard that. A lot more up north of here. I've heard way up north in the UP, blizzard warning. It's like double-digit figures of snow. And I know me and Melissa are under a winter storm watch up there at Reed City, so Delilah's coming in from Houghton Lake for them, so hopefully they can celebrate Thanksgiving, but we might get a little bit out of it. Wait to see what the end of the week, what the weekend is going to bring.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, at least it's not on the day that I work, or the weekend that I work, because I'll let everybody else figure out how to drive on somebody else's shift.
Yeah, that's the truth. At least you don't have to rush out and clear the car off, snow and ice, and deal with that stuff. Like you say, the calls, I used to drive work in those days, especially the first snows. Man alive, just these calls, just be holding accidents, just no fun. Good to be off.
No. They say how much we're supposed to get. I was seeing anywhere from an inch to 3, and then some were saying a trace to 2. They've settled on a number yet.
NAWCB, I don't think they've settled on a number yet. I'm like you. Those are the numbers I've heard so far, so I guess it still depends on the track of the system, and that I think the big concern right now for tomorrow is if the 45-50 mile an hour winds that are coming through. But I haven't heard a definite number on if we're going to get any snow or not. Are you guys doing the turkey trot? Are you helping out down there?
Nope. I had planned on it, and then heard nothing, and then finally got something. But it's like, well, you know, if we don't have the information pretty quick, then I can't help you.
Okay. Yeah, I was just kind of wondering. It's like, I haven't heard an awful lot more about it, and I know you guys have talked about going down there, but you and your family plan to see the parade or whatever. But especially with with kind of the weather up in the air too, it makes it kind of hard to plan in that way too.
Yeah. I don't want to get out there and it's snow and the mess to try to get back up here. Especially on Thanksgiving, so we're gonna opt out and hang out up here, watch it on TV.
Yeah, I don't blame you on that one. That's probably what we'll do here. Good place to be. It'll be warm, and you can always watch it on television. Instead of being out in the elements, dealing with crowds, taking a chance on getting sick or something like that, get a closer view, I guess, on TV.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Speaking of that, I want to pass you guys here, and, totally up to you guys. I still got a cough. I can't get rid of my cough. For whatever reason, it's just not liking me. So I'm still coughing. And then a couple of the kids have coughs. So, it's up to you guys and whether you guys want to still come over this weekend or what you guys want to do. Nobody's got fevers. There's no, nothing like that. It's just they got a cough. So I just figured I'd run that past here before the weekend. So you got to have a heads up on it. And if you guys decide, we'll hold off, then that's fine. And then, if you guys decide that we still get together, that's fine too. But I figured I'd put it in your guys' ballpark so you guys can make the decision. So.
Okay, well, I appreciate the heads up. I'll let Mom know what's going on. Probably, again, a lot will, I think probably the weather will dictate a lot of it. Just some of the things I'm hearing about this system this weekend. We'll just take it a step at a time and just keep the dates off right now and go from there. And yeah, I think you're probably wise there, back to the other subject. With you guys, having that, something like that going, you're wise to probably stay out of the elements as much as you can.
Yeah, we're trying to be careful. Like I said, it's just a cough, and I don't want it going from a cough to something else. Can't afford the time to be down and for the kids and stuff like that. I just can't afford that stuff. So it's one of those things that we're just gonna play it safe.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you there. So, well, like I said, we'll just kind of see how the week progresses. How you guys are feeling and how the weather goes, and we'll just take it a step at a time and plan it that way. I guess if that's all right, but I appreciate the heads up there.
Gee, Wayne. Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem at all. So I got a second question here for you. Would you and Mom want a turkey? We were given 3 turkeys, and obviously you won't use 2 turkeys. Actually, technically, we got 6 turkeys, but we were able to get rid of 3 of them, and we still got 3 of them. So would you and Mom want a turkey?
Well, I don't know. I can't do it. Leo offered turkey by text message here earlier today, so we appreciate it. I was going to say, never mind, I was going to kid around with you, but we appreciate it very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, not a problem. I had a feeling when I talked about it last night, and she was like, well, we got extra turkeys, maybe maybe Mom, Dad will want a turkey, and I'm like, we can just offer it and see, and, they're still frozen, but, at least there's, something to have, put back if you need it, and, turkey's one of those things that, you at least get a good couple meals out of it, so.
Exactly, and actually, it's kind of an answer to prayer, because, we were potentially looking for something for Christmas, so like I say, we appreciate it. There, what a blessing. Save it back, and I'm glad there for Christmas.
Yeah, for sure. And we we had some friends give us some food, and then we went to food pantry, And they gave us some food too. So we're like, well, hey, this is great. So we're planning on going back up there here for Christmas. And if you guys are interested in food pantry stuff, just let us know, because this place will allow you to pick up for other people. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, just let me know or let Leo know. We're going to go up here in December, I believe their next one is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, again, we'll run that by Mom, but I'm sure she probably, I'm sure, you know, that would be one of those things that would be appreciated. You know, every little bit helps here, and, you know, if you guys need anything, you know, food-wise here, we're well-stocked, but, you know, it definitely will help us out. Man, it just amazes us. We were looking at meat and for Christmas, and it's like, wow, it's incredible how much beef and how much meat has gone up.
Yeah, it is insanely expensive, and a lot of these places that we go to, or you know, we're going to now, they give out meat, and they give out like venison, or they'll give out different foods. So we'll definitely keep an eye out for you guys as well.
NAWCB. Well, again, we definitely appreciate it there. Like I say, it'll be a blessing. It'll be a help, and appreciate you guys thinking of us in that way. That helps out a lot.
Yeah. So just let us know if that's something that that would be. If you guys want to do that, or if you guys are good, then we'll pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan. I'm sure Mom won't turn it down. But again, I'll give her a heads up there. We appreciate that, and appreciate the turkey as well. That may say it's a blessing. Like I say, it'll be a help for us for Christmas there.
Yeah, for sure. It'll be good, and if we get more meat, we'll let you know. And that way, then too, if we get a ham, we'll pass on a ham to you guys too.
Okay, definitely wouldn't mind the ham either. And definitely got the freezer out there. It's good cold, and that'll definitely keep things cool till we need it there.
Okay, Wayne. Yeah. This time we got fish this last time, so I'm like, they have some fish and chips here soon.
NAWCB, yeah, that definitely sounds pretty good. Fish and chips, you can't beat that combination there. I don't blame you.
No, not at all. Especially when it comes to fish, I'm still a big fish and chips fan. There, you have to try out when we get a chance here. You have to try out Terry's Carrots there. I think it's from Harrison. Yeah, it's on the Harrison site. They have some really good fish and chips, and man, they give you a lot too.
Yeah, I've definitely heard a lot of good things about Terry's Carrots. I would imagine their fish and chips are extremely good, I'm sure. One of these days, we never really get out that way too much anymore, but you never know. I could do a date night, or if we're out towards the water, might try it sometime.
station, Tony. Station calling. Yeah, so there's a lot of good fish chips out this way though. So but come out this way there, Dad, and get some good old fish chips.
Yeah, that's for sure. I agree. They do have a lot, like I say, there's a lot of good eateries. Out in that direction, up toward your way and in the Klam there. It's definitely changed around here through the years. Of course, with Lakeside being shut down, a lot of that traffic around there is probably it's not as much in there. Although there's still a lot of good stuff along haul roads, but it's pretty. I think you got some pretty good stuff up your way.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. There's a lot of good food up here. And this keeps growing too. It keeps getting more. And it's nice.
I'm sure it gives you guys some varieties. Whether you're eating, you're looking, say, fish and chips, to eat or some other type of a meal, different style or different flavor. At least you've got that choice. And, I'm glad you can't beat that.
No, right, exactly. Well, Dad, I am pulling in, but appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and good chat. Hopefully you guys have a good night. If you guys need anything, let us know, and keep us posted. We'll let you guys know on the kids' stuff and see how the weather goes, but just let us know, and I'm not sure. I'll talk with Leo and see if we can drop the turkey off here to you guys. You guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, indeed. I agree. I'm sure we'll be in contact, whether by radio or phone here over the next few days. So, yeah, we'll just see how it leads up and go from there. But enjoy your mini vacation. Enjoy the holiday, and stay warm. And like I said, if you guys need anything. Let us know on this end as well. Thanks for the ride along. 73 is an 88, you and the family, and tell everyone we said hi. NAWCV is clear. On your ride.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73 is an 88, you and Mom. KYNU, clear.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 46 degrees.
This is TOS 02, Gulf 15 Uniform, monitoring the 50 deck. This is TOS 02, Gulf 15 Uniform, monitoring the 50 deck. This is TOS 02, Gulf 15 Uniform. Can you repeat that? I did not copy.
Good evening, 20:00 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
KE2DVT, this is KE2DVU. KE2DVT, you have to press the top right button that says Mom F, then press the A key. Be able to set its tone and then turn it to set the exact tone, then press the PT2 button to go out of that mode. This is KE2DVU. 2DVT, you have to press the band button, then use the main key as up and down, then press the band button to enter it, then PT2 to exit the menu. This is KE2DVU. You have to use the main and sub keypad buttons in order to change it up and down, not your frequency knob. KE2DVT, this is KE2DVU. Have you successfully set the tone yet? Please respond.
I was able to set my tone. Can you read me?
I read you, but you have a lot of static. Can you try re-positioning slightly? This is KE2GVU.
Alright, I came around outside to the north side. Is any better? 82 DVT?
That's better. I hear you loud and clear, Daddy. Next to the break, the first long-distance contact. How do I sound? This is QSO2, Gulf 50 Uniform.
So you've been sounding really good. I could hear you inside. Even while I was trying to work on my radio, I just didn't get that, the tone set right. But no, you sound really good the whole way, so you must be hitting the computer well. I think you couldn't hear me on the repeater until I got outside. KE2DVT.
That sounds about right. I'm hearing you pretty clean out. It's still a bit of static, but it's very intelligible. When are you planning on coming back? In the 30-minute range, 10-minute range? This is KE2DVU.
We'll have to see. We're wrapping up inside, but I may be headed back your way in about 10 minutes. KE2DVU.
Where is a KE2 call sign from? KF8BLX.
KF8DOX, this is KE2DVU. We're from Central New York, moved up, visiting here for Thanksgiving. This is KE2DVU.
Alright, that's KE2DVU. Good to have you in Michigan here. Good to hear you on the radio. Enjoy our link system. It works well. Have yourself a happy Thanksgiving. 73, and I'm going to go back monitoring here. KF8BLX.
KE2DVT, I'm going to go back inside and watch Grandpa show Pete at the mill. This has been Kilo Echo 2, Gulf 50 Uniform. Call sign. This is Kilo Echo 2, Gulf Vista Uniform.
Good evening,
This is KE2GGU testing.
Audible. Try increasing your power.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 48 degrees.
Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf. Whiskey 8, Mike Tango Golf, W8YRC, how you doing?
Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 47 degrees.
This is KE2GGU testing the computer.